Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm so excited to be back with you again. Thank you for joining me for Becoming Who I Am. It has been 6 months. I can't believe it's been that long. I am in between hyperventilating, shaking, and tearful, all in joy. I want to scream or something, but I'll try not to do that. I'll try to refrain myself. If you don't know who this is by now, then, you know, I'm like, okay, maybe some new folks that are listening today. I'm sure there are. So I'll do some introductions, but we got so much to catch up on. So much talking to do. I don't know if I can do it all in an hour. So you're going to have to come back next week if I don't get it all taken care of today. We'll come back next week anyway. But this is your girl, your sister, your confidant, your coach, your mentor, the eternal student. Baby, I'm back. It's me. It's Becoming Who I Am. The show has returned. It's Diane Rosina Jones, and that is, as my sisters would say, Dr. Diane Rosina Jones, or Dr. Di, for those of you following me on Twitter. I am just so excited. I'm nervous. I'm shaken, but I do want to try and do this thing in such a way that I can get your participation and act, you know, for you to kind of participate in the show. So I want to let you know that the chat room is open now, so you can join me in the chat room. If you want to give us a call, I already see someone in the queue. I think I know the numbers, but you know what? I haven't gotten any better with phone numbers since I did the last time. So I'm not sure if it's who I think it is that's in the queue, but I think I know the number. You can call us because around 30 minutes in, I'm going to bring some people onto the line. If you are in the queue today, I'm just going to tell you coming on the line. You got to say something. So just be prepared now. If you don't want to say anything, you might want to drop off the queue, not be in the queue, and just listen by way of internet. But the phone number to call us is 646-668-2585. Let me say that again. The number is, and you may want to save this in your phone because I have a lot of listeners who actually just say the phone number and they know the time and date. That's going to be Sundays at 8:30 Eastern Central Time. So say the phone number into your phone and you can just dial in wherever you are. You don't have to be at the internet. That's 646-668-2585. Once again, the chat room is open. I am on Facebook. Baby, if you want to reach out to me while we're on the air, I'm in Facebook. You can go to the Transforming Life Institute Facebook page. You can go to my personal Facebook page. Send me a friend request. That's Diane Rosina Jones. Honey, I'm on Twitter. You can send me a tweet at DiJones247, or you can tweet me at Transform in Life. That's TRANSNFI. See, I'm all messed up this morning. Get myself together. I'm on my second cup of coffee. Let me spell it again. TRANSFORMNLIFE. Baby, that's my handle. That's my brand. That's how I have branded myself. You can put in Transform in Life anywhere. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Google, LinkedIn, and baby, you'll find me. Okay? So I am back. Yes, I am. And right now I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Google+. Baby, if you want to find me, find me now. I am also, you also can always go to my website, Transforming Life Institute. I'm on the community forum there. So if you want to holler at me, holler at your girl right now. So excited. Oh my God, I feel like just breaking out in the song, you know, and just singing. But I won't do that right now. So we are back. Today is Valentine's Day. I want to say happy Valentine's Day. Dear loved ones, that's the name of the show today, Dear Loved Ones. We're going to talk about one of my absolutely favorite topics of all time, which is love. Those who know me know that's my topic. Those who know me know that's my thing. If there was one thing that I wanted to leave on this earth as my legacy that would remind people of me when they hear that word, I would want it to be love. So I would hope that those of you who know me would agree that would be what I would be remembered for. Not all of the other things, but the fact that those of you that I love, you know that I love you. I want to send a shout out to my girl, my BFF, my best friend, Lydia. She is on her way to Abu Dhabi today, to Dubai. I see you checked in, baby, at Chicago, you know, on your way to Chicago to catch that connecting flight. Safe travels to you. And if God will say the same, I'll see you over there, and I'm leave it there. Bam. Okay, let me get myself together. Let me tell you, let me just catch up just for a brief moment. In the last 6 months, those of you, you heard me say that my name is Dr. Diane Rosina Jones. So in the last 6 months, I finished my doctorate. I received that doctorate in metaphysical psychology. So I am blessed and highly favored in that area. You know that all my student loans are paid, so I'm blessed and highly favored in that area. I believe most of you know that I was able to just get some things done, do some things, just do it. So, and I give all credit, all glory to God in regards to that, in reference to that. I know from whom my blessings flow. So I'm going to take a breath and kind of get myself together. And I hope you got your coffee. I hope you got everything. Because, you know, today I wanted to bring the show back today for a number of reasons. Because it was the return, I wanted it to be special. Today is Valentine's Day. And also, it is the official release. Royal Treasures Publishing has released the first fictional work today, and it is entitled Ghost, An Apparition of Love by Jewel. And baby, we're going to talk about that too, all right? Because everybody got a ghost in their life. And when I get finished telling you, you're going to be like, yeah, I got a ghost in my life too. All right. So we're going to get on with that. Chat room, hit me up, call on the phone, get on the line. And that is, once again, 646-668-2585. What else has been going on? Let me get this out, because I know once I get into the topic and we start talking about love and all of that, I also launched my life coaching business to another level. For those of you who don't know, let me give you a little bit of background. Let me act like somebody is listening, that I have new listeners who have never heard of me before. I have 12 years. I was 12 years in ministry, Christian ministry, groomed to pastor. I've spent more than 20 years as a teacher / trainer. And from my journey, what I realized is that as my awareness of God expanded, then my ministry expanded beyond that box which I had been previously placed in. So with the expansion of my understanding and my personal relationship with God, and the expansion of God's love, and when I say expansion, I'm using that word because that really was what it was. Once I realized that God really couldn't be put in a box and his love couldn't be put in a box, and I'm referring to him as he, just to make a familiar reference, but we know God is neither he nor she, okay? Then I understood that what I was called to do was bigger than one particular ministry, one particular denomination, So I've come outside of that box. And in 2011, when I formally created and founded Transforming Life Institute, I knew that what I would bring to the table is that of teaching and life classes and workshops and seminars and conferences and retreats that would talk about our everyday experiences, our journey, who we are to become, and becoming IMG, but that all of these applications would have a spiritual component. So the life coaching that I do is spiritually based. And my clients come to me because they want life coaching that's spiritually based. So if someone were to say, what is my niche? Then my niche is spiritual life coaching. Okay, so it's not necessarily business. It's not necessarily this, that, or the other. It is a spiritually based life coaching position, you know, business. So what that means really is that no matter what area of your life that you are seeking to expand, to grow, to change, to transform, that for me, it all has a spiritual component. And I thank God that I've been successful in that area, even when I did not really want to embrace life coaching itself. I wanted to just remain that teacher, that trainer. But God had other things in mind. And we'll talk about that on another show, because when you are walking in purpose, when there is a destiny attached to your life and you find that you don't necessarily want to go in that direction, you will look back and find that you have already been going in that direction all along. Okay, so what I found, this is what I found, and this is what propelled my life coaching to a different level this year, and we'll move on. Once I got to about midway of last year, and I still considered myself just a teacher, just a trainer, you know, I was like, okay, I'll put spiritual teacher there, but that's all I am, and I'll let my sister girl be the coach. I heard Spirit say, well, how many people have you coached in the last 4 years? And when I looked back and started to count up the names that I could remember, I coached over 40 people. And then Spirit said, and you did all that for free because you did not embrace your full destiny. Come on now. Do I need you guys to send me an offering right now? Because I feel a little preached in my voice, in my spirit. So then what I realized is that when it is purpose, when it is destiny, when it is who you are and who you were created to be, even if you don't embrace it and work it and grind it, you see, you still going to be doing it. So even if you're not making money from it, if it is the talent, the gift that God placed in you to manifest, you will be using that talent and gift without any benefit from it, but you're still going to be using it. So that's the first thing I just want to throw out there today. That's just a mini class to let you know right now. Go right ahead and just tap into your gifts, tap into your talents, tap into the Spirit of God, your intuition in regards to which direction you will go, because surely that gift and that talent would make room for you, and you're going to be walking in that thing anyway. So if you find that you're walking in it but you are still in denial, then really the only person that's not going to be benefiting from it is you, because other folk going to be benefiting from your talents and your gifts. You just won't be getting paid for it. Okay, did you guys get that? Oh, you're going to be doing it. Oh, you're going to be walking in it, especially if you are consciously aware and your desire is to do the will of God, which means to be an individualized expression of God in this earth. If that is your will, your desire, I should say, you will be walking in your gifts and your talents. And if you're going to be walking in your gifts and your talents, then my sister, my brother, you might as well get paid to do it. All right? So that's that. So what I decided on this year is, since I am walking in my gifts and my talents and trying to walk in the fullness thereof, yeah, I really do feel like preaching, because I'm like coming up, you know, it's starting to sound like scriptures, then I might as well get paid. So I have officially launched, officially, I have unofficially been a life coach forever. I have officially acknowledged that mantle, taken on that mantle, okay? I played with it a while and called myself a transformational life coach for the last 4 years, but I did not pursue the fruit of that labor. I was just coaching folk for free. Now I've taken on that mantle, and I actually do have an office. God helped me with some space in regards to that. I have an office where I rent flex space from a wonderful organization here. So if you're in the Atlanta area, if you're trying to figure out your purpose, if you're trying to figure out your destiny, if you're trying to transform some areas in your life, then holler at your girl, check me out, reach out to me, and we can meet once a week, and we can talk about that thing. I have some clients that will give you their testimonials about how being in a session with me actually helped them to transform all areas of their lives in less than 90 days, okay? So that's that. What else do I have to say? Oh, yes. Another thing, I have workshops in the Atlanta area that have taken off and started. So also reach out to me. I have a workshop coming up on Saturday, February 27th from 9 to 3 p.m. It's going to be at the office in Kennesaw, Georgia. It's going to be about connecting with your intuition. We're going to talk about our inner voice and how many of us have a tendency to ignore our inner voice. We're going to talk about how you know when it's your inner voice, your authentic self that is speaking, and how not to be afraid of listening to your authentic inner voice, because that voice is what's connected to the Spirit of God, the breath of life which flows through you. And when you act on what you hear that comes from God in your spirit, your life can be transformed. That's another basis for my life coaching as well. But I'm going to offer that as a workshop. You can come to the workshop, connect with me. We'll talk about this. I'll have a ebook that's coming out in conjunction with that workshop that talks about and goes into more detail about intuition, and you will see a transformation in your life, baby. Soon as you tap into your authentic inner voice, which connects to the Spirit of God, you will see transformations in your life, in every area of your life, because once you know that voice, you trust that voice, you can act on what you hear, and things will be able and begin to transform and line up for you in every area of your life. All right? So I think that's all that's going on with me right now. I am not even sure that I covered everything, but I am definitely trying my best. And one of my sister girls that's listening, right, she just sent me a message on Facebook. She said, yes, you are showing your preaching experience. And she said, I covered everything, and she loved it. Thank you so much for letting me know that I got it covered. You know, that thing is still in me. I recognize that. I understand that. And I know that that works for my good and my benefit sometimes. Okay. Sometimes I know that used to be preacher in me is still there. And she will get to going there in a moment. And that's for my benefit. So now I've kind of calmed down a little bit. I'm going to take a little breath. Whew, drink a little coffee. Thank you guys so much. My other sister girl is sending me a text message, and she is on her way to, as I was saying, she sent me a text message and said, I am on the plane. All right now, this is a new day. I am glad that she is safe and sound on her travels. to Dubai slash Abu Dhabi, and if God say the same, baby, I will see you before you get back. I'll be there. Anyway, so now let's talk about my favorite subject, which is love. And I entitled the show today, Dear Loved Ones, because first of all, I think that we actually have taken the term loved ones, and we think that it's inclusive or it only applies to those in our lives that we love. Well, allow me to expand your definition of loved ones. Everyone who is living, breathing at this very moment, who is still on this journey, who still exists, work, live, and love, are loved ones. You are loved first and foremost by God. So you're a loved one. You are loved and embraced by this universe. You're a loved one. Okay? Not only your family, your friends, your coworkers. So I want you to know that we are all loved ones. So when I say, dear loved ones, I'm talking to you. So don't think that this applies only to those who have people in their lives that constantly remind them that they are loved. I am here today to remind you that you are loved. Today is the day that people express outwardly their love for each other. If you are physically alone today, and that tends to lend to an indication where you're feeling that you are not loved, I am here to tell you, my sister, my brother, that you are loved. Loved by God. Loved by the expressions of the universe and the manifestations of God in your life. And it is time that you see the manifestation of God in you, through you, and as you. Oh, come on now. If you know Michael Beckwith's work, then you know what I'm saying. And know that you are loved. And secondly, know that not only are you loved by God and loved by the manifestations of the universe in your life and loved by the things that God does in you, through you, and for you, but know that when you love yourself, that is the ultimate expression of love as well. And that is the intention of God. That is the intention of the universe. The intention is that love not be something that you just receive, but love should be something that you are, something that you give. And see, the reason I said first is that it should be something that you are, because when you become love, you automatically give love. And we're not necessarily talking about just romantic love in that sense. When we become love, then love is that expression and manifestation that flows through us to everyone that we meet. Not in a romantic way, but it is in a way that says, I accept you for who you are. And because of who you are, therefore I love you. It's not something that says, okay, I accept all of the behaviors that you exhibit, because some of us, unfortunately, we're still operating at a lower vibration, so we're still doing some things that are contrary to the love of God. So we're not talking about being acceptance of behavior that does not mimic the love of God, but we're saying that actually, learn how to separate behavior from the person. See, that's one of our biggest problems with the concept of being love and giving love. We use love as some type of present and gift that we only give out to certain folks, like on Valentine's Day, okay? And you only get my love If you have been good, that's almost like the Christmas thing in the Santa Claus. You've been good or you've been bad. Okay, that's we do that with love. Okay, I'm not going to be able to get off the preacher thing today because that's just flowing through me. So bear with me, okay, and send an offering to offerings at die. See, okay, I really don't have that. But you can send your love offering. But this is the thing. The problem is the reason why most of us can't walk in our love. We can't be love because we try to control what love is in our expression of love, and we give it out based upon how people behave. I'm just going to let that sit there for a while. Think about it. We give out love based upon how people behave. If they are not behaving in a way that is becoming or in a way that we think, here we go, is appropriate, then we withhold our love. Now, I really am getting ready to get you know, down with this because for those of us who were raised in the Christian faith, and I say raised in the Christian faith because you may not necessarily be tied to that certain denomination, but for many of us who were raised in the Christian faith, that's what it's all about. Jesus loved us despite how we behaved. Mm. Oh, wait a minute now. Despite who we were exhibiting ourselves to be. Despite who we were being in the moment, okay? And we know that Maya Angelou says, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. That's true. That's right. That's well. However, if we're following the teachings of Jesus, we can believe them, but that does and should not diminish the love of God that we show to them. Okay, my sister girl, she let me know when I'm on point and let me know if I have gone off the rails, okay? She's sending me messages. I love it. I want you guys to send me messages. Tell me, you know, talk to me. Talk back. This is Talk Back Radio, okay? And she is sending me messages, and she said, okay, you cutting up. This is mega church building material. Oh, she said, I'm a create a schism in the establishment. I'm just saying, look, what I'm just saying is this. We are here to be an individualized expression of God in this earth. If anybody does not agree with that, then you don't know why you're here. Let me just break it down for you. You are here because your primary purpose, your primary goal, your primary destiny, your primary journey is to be an individualized expression of God in this earth. So then we take our gifts and our talents and we work and we have businesses that we do and all of that, and those are our individualized expressions. However, it's supposed to be of God in this earth. A lot of us have our individualized expressions, but it's not of God in this earth. Come on now. And if it's of God on this earth, then it would be of love because God is love. No one would deny that. I don't think anybody can deny that we are individualized expressions of God on this earth. I don't think anyone can deny that God is love. So then if you put those two things together, then who are we? Who must I become? Who am I becoming? What is my ultimate journey about? It is being that individual expression of God, which is love. I am to be love, manifested, pressed out in this earth. I should be love, not just receive love. Well, not just receive love. I should not just give love. I didn't say, and that's why I'm not saying give love, because to give love, again, tends to lend to, I give love to those who exhibit a behavior that pleases me. So if your behavior does not please me, you get no love. But my sister, my brother, that is not God. God does not operate in that way. So when I am love, then that means that I am operating from my highest good, because there can be no higher calling. There can be no higher good than to be love. And when I am love, I didn't even know I was going to get this deep today, but I'm going to have to go with this. Y'all going to have to help me. I want to talk about my book. I'm going to see if I can get into that in probably 10 more minutes, but give me 10 more minutes. And then I'm going to bring somebody on the air, and I think I know who this is that's in the queue. But let me break this down for you, because this is how important it is. When I am being an individual expression of God on this earth, which is love, many of us fear that if I am love, and I am love and exhibit love and show love to all those I come in contact with, regardless of how they behave towards me, I will get hurt. You may. It is very well likely that you will experience some pain as a result of it. However, let me get biblical. Jesus experienced the ultimate pain in our stead, was crucified for his love. So even if you experience the ultimate pain, the most pain that you can experience from being loved is crucifixion, death. But however, because of the love that he experienced, I mean, get metaphysical. Okay, because of that, the fact that he was the love of God manifested, pressed out in the earth, according to Christianity. And he gave the ultimate price. He paid the ultimate price for that, which was being mistreated and even unto death for the people. Oh, my God, he was resurrected at even a higher place, to a higher place than where he was before. Okay, so here we go with our destiny, with our purpose, with our talents and our gifts. So when I am, I had to get up from my seat, start walking around my house. Okay, so when I am an individualized expression of love, which is God in this earth, and I exhibit the love of God to those that I meet, regardless of their behavior towards me, and that does not mean to stay in an abusive relationship. Come on, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about allowing people to mistreat us. We're talking about exhibiting, having a spirit of love for mankind. But when I walk in that love, you can mistreat me, baby, but the universe will resurrect me. Even if you tear me down, even if you break me down, even if you break my heart. Okay, again, I better start it just going. Even if you break my heart, I want to let you know that the universe will raise me up again. The universe will resurrect every broken piece, every broken part of me, and build me up higher than I was before, so that my gifts and my talents continue to flow, my purpose and my destiny still be on point. And every time you take advantage of the love that I expressed, when I'm expressing it from the heart of God, and you hurt me, abuse me, mistreat me, use me, and break me down, baby, know that even when I think I can't take it anymore and you have broken me down unto death, the universe and God will raise me up, will resurrect me, and place me higher than I was before. I'm going to let you just think on it for a minute. Ooh, because I didn't got excited over that. Does that kind of think about what I'm saying? So therefore, I don't fear loving anyone. I don't fear being in love, falling in love, expressing my love, showing my love, being love, okay? Because there are differences. Falling in love, that's a whole nother show. Because some of us fall in love, but we're actually not being love. We fall in love with a certain person. And see, falling in love has to do with behavior too. Okay, we fall in love with when certain people treat us a certain way. That's not sustainable. That is not sustainable. I'm going to say it again. If you just fall in love with someone based upon how they behave, that is not sustainable. When we express love to each other, based upon our individualized expression of God in this earth, that's a whole different story. Wow. Because God's love is everlasting. So when we kind of understand this premise, we can do some things. Okay? So now I want to get, I done did the spiritual side. I want to get to a more lighthearted side in regards to that and talk about my book that just dropped today. Royal Treasures Publishing just released its first fictional piece. It's called Ghost and Apparition of Love. And I want to give you a little background on it. And certainly you got to go. If you got a Kindle, you got a Nook, you got an iPad, you got an iPhone, whatever you got, you can go and get it because, baby, it's available as an ebook on any device that you possibly have except the free device. Baby, if you just want a PDF, a Word copy, a Word document copy, we don't have none of them. Okay? But... it is available. It's available. It's available. So now let me tell you a little bit about Ghost and Apparition of Love. The fictional premise of the story, it is a romantic fantasy. It is a book. Actually, it's a mini series. So the book that came out today is actually book one of three. Okay, it's available now. So if you go to Amazon, put in Ghost and Apparition of Love, sweetheart, and it will come up. Bam! By Jewel. Now, it is a romantic fantasy. It's about one woman's quest to determine whether the love of her life is real or imagined, living or dead, or stuck somewhere in between heaven and earth. Okay? Now, this is how I want to break this down for you, and I'll tell you a little bit. I don't have as much time as I thought because I certainly want to be able to connect with those of you who are in the queue. This is what happened in regard to this book. I'm going to tell you how it came about. I had a ghost in my life. Okay, I think everybody has one in their life. What I mean by that is you got that man or that woman in your life that you fell in love with when you first met, and for whatever reason you weren't able to really connect with them. Who knows what the reason was? But over a certain amount of years, you knew that if you ever saw them again, that you would be with them. And in your heart, you still love them, even though you had not seen them in forever. You know that person you still love, even though you ain't been with them in forever. You don't know what they're doing or where they're at. But you, okay, I'm feeling some kind of way. But anyway. So, you know, I met somebody, and I fell in love with this person from the first moment I met him. Yes, I did. I'm going to tell the truth. Because, see, and I'm going to tell the truth, too. I said fell in love. Okay? But then what happened also is, you know, I realized that we kept connecting over a course of 5 years every now and then. And what became a gesture, I fell in love, became a, okay, I'm going to express I'm going to be love when I'm with this person. I'm going to express the love of God when I'm with this person. So I will love this person. And I realized, oh, my God, I just love him, okay?
And I knew who he was then in this earth. Okay, I'm just telling truth. Can I tell some truth or y'all want me to tell some lies? Okay, you can read the book and get some fantasy. I'm telling the true part right now. I knew who he was being, okay? And that's why we really couldn't quite connect over those 5 years. But every time I saw him, and then he just poof, be gone. Okay, maybe I'm the only one got a ghost in my life. So what happened about 4.5 years in? We got together. And I was on vacation seeing my girlfriends in Maryland and sitting on my girlfriend's porch one morning in the spring. And honey, my best friend, she said, I'm coming down there to Georgia to see if this man is even real. You've been talking about this man for 4.5 years. Ain't none of us ever met him. He might be a ghost. And we bust out, started laughing. It was hilarious, but it was so true. Nobody had ever met him. None of my friends or family had ever met him. So they joked on me hard. And she said, you need to write a book, and you need to call it Ghost. Thank you, Cassie. I said, girl, I don't write fiction. She said, oh, you need to write a book. So what happened is when I came home, we were in this, you know, thing. We were, you know, we was in this thing. I'm just going, I got to say it a different way. It was a thing, okay? And around August, I said, I'm getting ready to write that book. This was the end of June when she told me I should write a book called Ghost. And we just joked on it. I told him that was his nickname. I even put it in my phone, you know? And I came home one day in August, and the story started flowing. And I wrote the whole book within 5 days. And it was the most romantic, fantasizing, delusional. Oh, my God, I can't believe I wrote this thing ever. I had some stuff in there. I wrote that book in such a way, and it had some stuff in there. And the things I was saying, I said, oh, my God, I can't even publish this under my real name. But look, I'm on the radio telling you guys I wrote it. I was like, I can't even publish this under my real name with the rest of the stuff. Baby, it's hot. It's hot. It's romantic. It's sexy. It's steamy. It's metaphysical because I bring the whole complexity of who I am to the character. So we talking about heaven. We talking about somewhere in between. We talking about ghosts. We talking about real. We talking about love. We have, baby, you got to read this book. Okay? So I chose a pen name, which is Jewel. And if you look up the definition of Jewel, you'll know why I chose that name. And I wrote this book. But I do want to let you know that this book was inspired by a real man in my life. And I have to tell you, even to this day, we're not together. And losing him, or what I thought was losing him, because in the 5 years that we had known each other, you see, over five now, we'd never had a bad moment. Because I knew who he was. He knew who I was. We've never had a bad moment. So in the moment that I realized, okay, this that we have is not sustainable, I thought, oh, my God. So for me, that was losing him. I thought, this book is not going to come out. This series is a wrap. It's a wrap, it's a wrap, it's a wrap. But in a few more months, then I realized, no, it's not a wrap. It is what came out of the experience that I had. So, yes, it is a romantic fantasy. But, baby, I have to tell you, some stuff in there is true. And it came from my truth, the experience that I had. So I hope that you will enjoy it. I'm sure that you will. And I'm sure that once you start reading it, you're going to finish it the same time that you start reading it. As soon as you start reading it, you're not going to put it down, and you're going to finish it. And now the next one does not come out, okay? Book two is not coming out until August. But I think you're going to be good and ready for that. And my sister, you still on it. And thank you so much. Thank you so much. And what I want to say, I have joke, I have laugh, but I will tell you my truth. I still love him, and I will always love him because guess what? I understand that, first of all, I am love. I walk in love. I understand that love is not always easy for all of us to receive because some of us don't know how to receive love, not real love, because we don't even know what real love look like. We know the love that others give to us based upon how we behave. So a lot of us don't understand that. But know that, yeah, I still love him. I love him forever. That's not to say that I'm not going to love another either. Come on, I ain't talking about, oh, I'm loving him forever. There's nobody else. Oh, for a minute I was there, but I got up out of there because I understand what love is. Okay, can we talk? Now, I'm going to bring on my sister friend because she is sending me some messages that she really want to come on this air and talk about this with me. So I know it's her now. And I'm going to bring her on too. This is my big sister, okay? I'm going to bring her on so she can get into this conversation with me for the time that we have left. Because I know she got some things to say and we're going to hear this. So let me go ahead and bring her on.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone listening viewership. First of all, congratulations on coming back from your 6 month hiatus. You have done and accomplished a whole lot. But you know what?
Aww.
We've been waiting for you. So let me just go on. And you know what? You went in on the right topic. As a matter of fact, this morning I went over some things about love. So let me start here. We learn a lot from our children, grandchildren. I want to give you an example. I have a granddaughter who recently, and she is 11, she recently started cluing in on feelings. There was a time when you could talk about her and she would just look at you and go on about her business. And I used to look and wonder how long was it going to last. And what I discovered, pay attention, what I discovered through her was that love, as we've come to know it, is learned by somebody else's definition. Do you know how many people get hurt around Valentine's Day? Let me give you an example. My husband never really bought into the quote-unquote occasion, if you will. Even with Christmas, and let me tell you what, he loved his children. He said, Christmas is for children. Because throughout the years, he's always given me stuff. So, you know, when we got back together and after 15 years of separation, I moved into where he was living. And it wasn't Gwinnett County, okay, but this was his place. Well, where am I going with this? Friday there was a knock at the door. And I'm like, who is it? Who is it? It's a maintenance. I'm thinking to myself, maintenance isn't supposed to be coming here. I didn't get any notification about maintenance. So I went on and grabbed clothes on and went to the door and opened the door. Maintenance and personnel from the leasing office was passing out roses to every person that opened the door.
Wow.
When my husband got home, I said to him, you're not one to go and get flowers and things like that, and I understand that. I said, but this rose, I'm going to say, came from you. Because I moved in here, and it is because I am here with you that I received this rose. So thank you. Hey, how many people, women especially, have bought into the commercialization and define love based upon somebody else's reality? And when that reality didn't become their reality, he don't love me. She doesn't love me. Do you really know the definition of love? So going back to my granddaughter, we observed her. Later on, she one day came home, and she was upset with tears in her eyes because she had a friend, and she and the friend were real close. And a lot of the kids didn't understand why she was friends with this little girl. And then all of a sudden, the little girl bought into the reality of, in order for me to be a part of, I got to join in. So then she switched up, and all of a sudden she doesn't like my granddaughter. Now, you know, kids get into this. But where I'm going with this is that the definitions that define us start in its learned behavior.
Yes.
So my granddaughter, with tears in her eyes, said, I don't understand. We were friends, and all of a sudden now she's talking about me. I brought home her school books. When everybody was talking about her, I had her back. I don't understand. She was hurt. For the first time, I noticed a reaction towards others' reaction towards her. And I had wondered, how long was it going to take place before it started to surface? How long was she going to go through life and just say, however you feel, you own it, and it doesn't bother me? So what happens is, as we get older, find love based upon someone else's reality of love, what we've been taught. Guess what? We get hurt. Now we speak about being transparent and authentic. I'm going to bring it on.
Yeah.
I have dealt with hurt of a love or what I felt lack of. And for the past few weeks and months, I have mulled over it because I know I'm healing. Trust me, I'm healing. But it's so hard because we confuse love, because somewhere down the road, we were taught conditional and unconditional love.
Right.
It was glossed over, if you will. People did not really pay attention to that conditional and unconditional. And just like you said about Christmas time, if you've been bad, you're not going to get anything. That's what we do with love. We base it upon a condition. So now I'm going to go back to the flowers and the roses and Valentine's Day. If you don't do this, then you don't. And then I'm going to go back to the children as they grow up. Well, if you don't get with this crowd, then you're not going to be liked. We have begun to define our conditions based upon somebody else's condition. We define our love based upon somebody else's expression of love. And until we are able to stop trying to own somebody else's, and stuff doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. You know, you go to somebody's house, they're hoard. And you say, oh, man, you got a whole lot of stuff. And you'll find price tags on those stuff that have never been used, okay? So stuff doesn't necessarily have to be bad. But basically, if you are buying into someone else's stuff and it's not yours, you're setting yourself up for failure and heartache. That's something up here to learn. So love is customized, if you will, and we should look at it as such. This love is customized for me. And then when we're talking about relationships, you still have to understand that you have to own you while they're owning them. It merges together. Oh my goodness, Star Spangled Banner love is everywhere. It's a flame that bursts. But now let me tell you something about love. Love isn't always going to be ha-ha, hee-hee, and all the time either.
Oh, no.
Love comes in many shapes and forms, okay? And love is not sexual. or asexual.
Exactly.
Love is substance, like you say. It's substance and it's sustainable. That's love. Love is not conditional. Okay? And we have to understand that. When we begin to understand ownership and not borrowship, see, when we borrowship sometimes, it's where we run into problems. I'm going to borrow your concept of income. I'm going to borrow your concept of income. I'm going to borrow your concept of happiness. And all of that is on based upon
exactly. Right, but see, we let other people define it. You said that. We allow others to define what love is for us, how it should look.
Mm-hmm.
And when we understand that it's the love of God, and as infinite as God is, then that's how infinite love is. And if love is infinite along with God, then there is no definition that you can put around love to limit it. And when you do, you limit the expression of love, not only that you give, but you limit the expression of love that you receive.
Okay, so now watch this now. Okay, I sound like the establishment, right? Uh-huh, I know. But watch this. Y'all don't understand that joke between she and I. But I want you to watch something here. Okay, so God resides in each of us. The Most High is within each and every last one of us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Allah, Buddha, Krishna, Jesus, it resides in us. The Most High, the creator of heaven and earth, resides in each of us, okay? That's enough love that you need.
Ooh. And how can you not love yourself? Come on, you know what? You're going to have to, we're going to go over. I hope you guys will stay with us. It's going to keep recording. But my sister, think about it. If people understand what you just said, how can you not love you?
How can you not love you?
But see, the Bible even says, how can you, I'm going to paraphrase it. I'll break it down. Here's my definition of what it says. Okay? If you say you love God, how can you not love you? If you are an individualized expression of God.
Thank you.
And if all that lies in me, then how can I not love me? I don't love me because someone else's definition of love doesn't fit who I am. Therefore, I'm not worthy of love.
Let me tell you about this granddaughter. I learned so much from her. Let me tell you. She says, I may not know how to dance like everybody else. I may not know how to sing like everybody else, she said, but I know how to act. So she's already discovered her passion. She already discovered the who of who she is, and she has accepted who. I study her so much, and I learn so much from her because I used to say there were certain feelings that had been turned off from her, that it just wasn't a part of who she was. And then I realized she was more functionist and more godlike than those that walked around her. Do you understand?
Wow.
She was accepting of anybody and everybody, and it hurt her. And when I saw that, I said, that's what Jesus went through. That's what Mahatma Gandhi went through.
Wow.
That's what Martin Luther went through.
That's what Mother Teresa went through.
And
guess what?
Have you ever watched the eyes of individuals who exude love? Just watch them when they look at other people who are trying to hurt them. If you watch that interaction, you see the antagonist being very, you can see it in their eyes, and you can see their facial expression, and I just want to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the person who is so full of love, you see gentleness, but you also see bewilderment because they're trying to process it. They're trying to translate, what is this? I don't even, this doesn't even have a concept to me. I don't even understand this. And I used to see it in her, and I used to say, I wonder how long this is going to last. And when I would see it, I could not this is her journey. And I know that when you're on your journey, sometimes we look to, when we seek to rescue a person's journey, and we prolong whatever it is that they're going through. So I had to pull back.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you what, I'm not going to lie to y'all, I cried. And I used to cry when little things happened to my own children. I remember my son, when he was in first grade, he left a nickel on his desk. And when he came back, it was gone. And he fought who he thought took it. And I said, sweetheart, you're not at home. When you leave things at home, you know it's going to be there. But the world is cruel. And it was a lesson he had to learn, you see. But because I loved him so much, I want to protect him. And sometimes we misguide what love is. Love is
because love is not always going to be, I experience no pain. And see, now we're not talking about allowing yourself to be manipulated, used, abused, and hurt intentionally. Intentional infliction of suffering. We're not talking about that.
No, we're not. Because when you share something with you, if you love yourself, you want to protect the self. Like you were talking about the girl. You want to protect, okay? So you have an alter ego. I'm just going to call it the girl. And every now and then you say, I need to sit down with everybody. I need to go back to the girl, and me and her need to have a conversation so I can stroke her and bring her up to where I am right now, to the woman. And now we become whole, and we can move on. Sometimes we need to do that. Sometimes we have to do that. We need to.
And that is still love, because that is love, because now I love. And I think someone said this to me. Actually, Lydia, we had the conversation yesterday. She said, yeah, I understand that. You loved him, but you loved yourself more.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So sometimes it doesn't work, not because I don't love you, but I love me more. In this moment, in this journey, at this time, if I have to choose, because the receiving and the giving and the flow of love is not working for whatever reason, I'm just trying to paraphrase, then I choose self-love. When there's too, you see, if there's too much infliction of pain, then I'm not saying I don't love you anymore, but I choose self-love over.
Now I'm going to show y'all something. Watch, one more thing. When you love yourself, believe it or not, you don't have people around you who are looking at you. She thinks she, okay, all of a sudden, they become too famous. Now, let me tell you something. Respect is a form of love. And guess what? They may be sitting there looking at you with all these little negative thoughts, and because that's their story. And you're the character in their story. So they're making that flowery, okay? And they're adding little descriptive adjectives. She thinks she's this. She thinks she's that. I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you something. When you walk past them, they will move aside. If you drop something, they'll pick it up and hand it to you. When they talk to you, they will address you appropriately. Guess what? Whether they realize it or not, that's another form of love. Hello? Love is respect. Awesome.
And see, that's the thing about it. You talk about being taught. A lot of us are taught that we are taught not to love ourselves. And it's not a verbalized addition. We've been conditioned. Oh, you did that. You're a bad girl. You don't know how to do this. You don't do that very well. You don't look like this. You're not shaped like that. You're too big. You're too small. You're too short. You're too tall. So, and then the conditioning is, oh, I shouldn't love me because I'm this, I'm that. And yeah, you're right. People have a problem with folks that love themselves. Now, if you love yourself to the point where you don't give a about nobody else, you might have overextended yourself. There's a balance. But people have a problem with others who love themselves.
I'm going to show you something else about love. When I was talking about respect, I just had an aha moment. And you were talking about loving yourself, okay? So now I'm getting ready to hit home. You know, as bad as people talk about the rappers and Urban, et cetera, and how they carry themselves, let me tell you what, they love themselves, okay? Now, let me tell you what their form of loving themselves has done. Everybody else. And I watch KBS and KTN, which are Korean channels. Everybody else has started to try to emulate your Kanye West who loves himself. Your Usher who loves himself. 2 Chainz who loves himself. And I was looking at one of the Korean female rappers, and I took a double take. I said, if she doesn't remind me of the Brat. Now, let me tell you something. That group of people that always, they love themselves, and guess what? They have a long following of people that love them too.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care what other people say or think because they have redefined who they are. Let me go a step further. Let me go a step further. So as I'm watching the Korean channel, I am really and truly going, wow. Not loving yourself crosses all racial lines. Because I'll be honest with you, I never paid attention to a double lid and a single lid for the eyes. I never paid attention to that. You'd be surprised how many Asians are going and having cosmetic surgery on their eyes to remove the slant, to provide a lid. They go through the pain to buy into another's reality.
Well, we're gonna have to end it right there. I think that I don't even know if we're actually even still recording, but if we are, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
If we're not, me and my big sister just had a great extra 7 minutes of conversation. But we will be back next Sunday for Becoming Who I Am, and I hope that you will join us.
I will.
Thank you, my sister. I love you so much.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.